Let's go.
Okay. So now we are full on into... Sorry. Frelich and Shushan Purim, everyone. But we're not going to do Purim today. We're going to do Parshat Tzav because Rona does not want me to...
But today I would have been outstanding.
Sorry.
But, we just want to thank Mrs. Kaplan for sponsoring treats
for
the Chevra today.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think this is such a warm, welcoming group.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you very much. Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, so we can enjoy a little Purim-ness, maybe healthier Purim-ness than yesterday. Okay, so we're going to talk kind of detailed into Korbanos today, which I know is what you really wanted to do. So, but it's worth it. It's worth it. You have to try sometimes to do things that are a little uncomfortable, but it's going to, I hope. I think it's going to pay off. We'll find out. Or we won't pay off, and then you'll tell me later that it didn't pay off. But I think it's going to teach us something, I think something meaningful that we don't always, you know, we read through the Korbanos like really fast and we're like, okay, whatever, can we get back to a story, please? And I think it's something important to stop and to pause. And there's really, really beautiful stuff sometimes found within the details of the Korbanos themselves. Okay. So says the Torah in source number 1 and 2, two different types of korbanos that we talk about. That's past. Give a mazel tov to Shana. I don't know, baby. Okay, so take a look at source number 1 and 2. Source number 1, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor. Deber al Aaron ve'albanav le'mor, zot taras hachatas. So this is the introduction to teaching us the concept of the korban chatas. B'makom b'asher tishachet ha'ola, tishachet ha'chatas, the same place in the Beis Hamikdash where you would shecht the ola, you would shecht the chatas, lifnei Hashem, kodesh kadashim hi. And it's all kind of details about how you shecht the korban chatas, how you bring it, etc. Fine. The Torah then, later on, just a few psukim later, tells us, Zos taras ha'asham, kodesh kadashim hi. Who? Now there's different halachos about something called the Torah Asha, the Korban Asha. And again, you also shecht the Asham in the same place where you shecht the Ola, fine. And there are many halachas, but the Asham and Chatas are very similar to the extent that the Torah even says in Pasuk Zayin, Kachatas Kasham Torah Achas Lahem. Chatas and the Asham have the same Torah, not every detail is exactly the same, but certain areas the halachas are almost identical, the Asham and the Chatas. HaKohen Asher Yichaper Bo Lo Yiyeh. But the question is, when do I bring a chatas, when do I bring an asham? Okay? So a person brings a chatas anytime they do an avera bishogig, a mistake. And that avera, if I would have done it on purpose, I'd be chayv kares. Okay, so a very serious avera. So a person eats chametz on Pesach by accident. And they didn't realize, they saw Hebrew letters on the thing, so they thought it meant kosher Pesach, and really it just meant whatever, and it's really chametz, and they ended up eating chametz on Pesach, or the person's mechal Shabbos by accident. They thought something was okay, it really wasn't okay. They didn't know, and it turns out they made a mistake, or they thought it wasn't Shabbos, whatever it was, and they ate on Yom Kippur by accident, right? These are very, very serious averos, but done b'shogeg, right? Done by an act of, what we call it, a mistake. Not totally out of their control, but it was a mistake. It wasn't on purpose. They didn't say, I don't care, keep right eating anyways. Right? But rather, that happened, you know, and they made a mistake, and yikes, and they have to come bring a korban chatas for making that mistake. And by the way, you bring a separate chatas for every single time you do it. So if you did certain things, you know, a person could be chayav multiple chatos. You don't have to bring a different animal for each one. So it could be a lot. Fine. A korban asham is brought for little bit different types of averos, okay? Also mistakes, but a little different. And the question is going to become, what do I need both for? Right? Look at source number 3. Nefesh kisim ol mal vechata bishkaga. Person makes a mistake, and they make him and they sin by accident. Mikadshei Hashem veviyas Hashemo. So ma'al tim ol mal beila means they get benefit from something that was set aside for the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so let's say a certain animal that was supposed to be brought as a korban, and you use it to plow your field. So that's mi'ilah. You're not supposed to use things that are set aside for the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the wrong thing to do. So what does that person bring? In that case, you bring an asham. Bring an asham. Okay. Fine. And the question is, and the Ramban there in Perek Ches, in Perek He, so it's actually, he asked the actual question in last week's parsha, but asked the question as follows. Look at source number 4. Ve'ivias ashamo la'ashem. Nikra ha'korban hazeh asham. Okay, it's running asham. What does the word asham mean in guilty? Yeah, actually, it's, I don't know if it's related. The word shame, right? Asham is like shameful. It comes from a, what?
Like from
Musha. Yeah, but really the word asham is like to be guilty. And it's not necessarily the same shoresh, but it's similar. So he writes, Nikra ha-korban hazeh asham. So the Ramban writes, it's called an asham, kamo sha'amar b'shekel ha-kodesh la-ashem. Okay, fine. Avav hevias ashamo la-hashem, hamur lamala. Later on, early on, when they talk about bring your ashamo, the korban all over your head, fine, whatever. Good. Third line after the period. Velonit barer. It's not clear, says the Ramban. Ma tam yesh shem ha-korban ha-echad chatas, v'shem ha-echad asham. Because I don't get it. Why is one called a chatas, one's called an asham? V'kulan yavo al-chait. They're all brought for the same reason. I understand why something's called a chatas. A chatas is called a chatas because it's a sin offering. Because what did I do? I did a sin. Right? You're not allowed to say that word anymore, right? Sin. It's like a bad word. Like, I did a sin. I made a mistake. I did something wrong. Right? It's called a chatas because that's what I did. So, and then somebody else called it an asham because I'm guilty. What's the difference? Just call them all chatas. Right? What's the need for different types of korbanos? One's a chatas, one's an asham. Who cares? Right? So, sorry. V'lo nuchal lomar bavur sha'chatas nikheva ki yesh chatas zachar. Right? See, it doesn't matter. It's not the type of animal it is. Right, it's chatas because it's with a tough because it's a nikeva. It's not. That's not why. Okay. Fine. Zivahanira be'enai. Next paragraph. If you ask me, says Ramban, I'll tell you what I think. Kishem asha mora al davar gadol asher oso yitchayev liyos shameim va'aved bo. Okay. Why is it called an asham? Chatas means, right? Like we say about we see to our children, we should, right? You're not a bad boy. You did. A bad thing. You did a bad thing, right? You were chote, right? Don't hate the sin. Hate the sinner, right? Like, don't hate the sinner, hate the sin. Sorry. Don't hate the sinner, hate the sin, right? But, right? Chatas is the person did bad, okay? But asham means that they did something so bad that, like, it makes the person shamed. They get, like, they should be, like, so ashamed and so, it almost like sent away, like set, like they're like overwhelmed with the badness from the thing that they did. Okay, right? We're actually going to see it later that when the brothers sell Yosef and they end up in Mitzrayim and they take the viceroy is going to take Binyamin, they say aval ashemim anachnu alachin. Right, like right, this is what we did. It's so bad. We're going to get back to that in a second, actually. But the like ashemim anachnu is like. We're so, oh my gosh, like we are really bad guys. Like we did it really bad. Not like I did a bad thing. I'm really something like intrinsically bad. So that's
guilty.
Much worse. Yeah, that's probably the right word. Guilty. Yeah, right. It's serious. This is serious. Okay? Fine. And he brings he has there. V'chein ha'shamim enachne. The Ramban writes that. Right? Nenashim. I'm deserving of punishment. I'm like really bad. Right, v'chatas moreh al davar natabo min haderech. But chatas is like, I like shifted off the path a little bit made a mistake. Right, chatas is like a mistake, asham is like really bad. Okay? Tell me why that it's hard to hear from the Ramban, based on how we defined asham and chatas.
Well, we said chatas, you're chayav karet.
So, or it's things that you would have been chayav karet.
Right,
yeah.
So
chatas is for the most severe averos.
Right.
So I guess it's just showing that intention matters more than.
Ah, okay, so I have to see. But again, in both cases, I did something bad by accident.
Well, you didn't see that.
Oh, the asham we're going to see is also accident. Yeah.
Maybe, but then pesha good. Is even more.
Oh, good. But correct. Chatas is a more serious avera, Right? Certainly the level of the aveir itself is much more serious. But there's something about asham, right, that makes it worse,
according to
the Ramban.
Well, it's like more, it's more like a one-off, and one is more like, no, but that's really nature.
Oh, okay. Well, so take this.
So
yeah?
I think it's like when we do vidoy, right? Isn't that like ashamnu? So like, what's the, when we say it, like...
Ashamnu.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like the whole
alphabet. So,
do we know? Does it list out here? Like,
that's where the phrases come from. By the way, they come from these korbanos, right? That's where it comes from. Ashamnu is we have become guilty, right? By God, we don't even say.
Chatanu
isn't it? No, we say chamasnu actually. Right. In that phrase, in the Ashamnu Baganu, we don't even say Chatanu there, we say Chatanu at other times.
Right, we say
Achir Shechatanu. But Ashamnu, I mean, again, the English translation, we have become guilty. Mm-hmm. But let's see more.
You know, Masor, yeah. In the back, it says specifically.
Yeah, yeah, all the like. The way to make you feel really bad. If you read the back, and you feel like really,
yeah.
Yeah, read the back, yeah, read the back. If you want to feel really bad on Yom Kippur, read the back of it. But yeah, fine. But take a look. But I'm going to show you now the opposite approach. Okay? So Ramban says, why is that one called Chatas, one called Asham? Chatas is like, you know, it's bad. The bad thing. Asham is like this is serious. You did really, like intrinsically, something very, very bad about who you become, let's say. Right? That's probably a better way to say it. The Hamak Davar, source number 5. This is many hundreds of years later. It's the Netziv. And the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva and the Velazhen Yeshiva around the 1850s or so. Okay, so we're talking like 600 years or so after Ramban lived. And he also takes this out, but says something different. The Netziv writes as follows. Asham hu, okay, talking the same pasuk. Shu chayiv l'shalem. Kamo sha'adam chayiv l'shalem chalechavero hu ba'olam hazeh. Meaning, Asham hu is, what's the case? The case is the person does mi'ila, right? They steal something from the base of Midrash. They weren't supposed to. It's Asham hu, so you gotta pay it back. Right? You didn't know. Let's say like the example of the Ila. Let's say you didn't know someone in your family took the cow and said, this is going to become now, took your ox and said, I'm bringing it to the base of Mikdash. You didn't know that. So now it was hektish and you took it outside to plow your field. Okay. Right? So that was, you didn't know. Okay. Good. Before. Right?
Oh, sure. Like in Costco, you leave it in the bottom of your car, you don't realize, like, it was in the bag.
Really?
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
She went back.
No, I went back
to the bottom of my stroller. I put something on the bottom. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Like, we're checking out Mercy. He's like, where are the gloves I want him to get? I'm like, I don't know, sorry, man. And then we get home and they were in, like, the bag of bags that we
yeah,
got.
Yeah.
I go back.
Okay, good. So that's how you accidentally steal. There you go. In case you want to know how. In case you want to know how.
But I've been like, I stole these for us. And they're like, Mercy, do it. I'm like, people when you're in
line. Yeah, you're like, hi, my name is. Hi, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and I.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I
just came from my synagogue. Okay, so look at the Hamak Davar. Look at the Netziv. Asham hu shu chayav l'shalem. Fine. Kamo sha'a adam chayav l'shalem af l'chaveru hu ba be'olam hazeh. Just like you pay back Hashem, just like if you steal something from a human being, I can pay him back here. Kach asham l'Hashem. The halove mina makom baruchu. If you borrow something from Hashem, you got it's like borrowing from a person. Fine. Vikarov lahasbir. See where I am after the period. Vikarov lahasbir tam sheikh mira hatar besafek yoser mina vaday beyoker hakorban. Okay, so one thing about the classic, maybe the most classic asham, it's called the asham talui. The asham talui means. It's telling, it's like hanging. We don't know either did I do an Aveira or not, or which one I did. So Asham Tala means I'm not sure if I sinned. Okay? And so the Netziv says it's interesting to note that an Asham, and certainly an Asham Tala, is more expensive than a Chatas. Even though a Chatas, I did something really bad for sure. I usually say Suffolk. A suffik is not as bad, right? Suffik opens up possibilities for heterim. Maybe it's not so bad. We don't know, right? Suffik derabban and lakula. So like, we suffik usually is less bad. So why could it be that a suffik, right? Kabbalah spear tam sheichmir Torah besuffik yosem min avadai beyoker akar to make it more expensive. Shukmo kochet asham shukal mechet shemevichatas. Right? That usually, right? like many ashams, which are really typically less serious than the chatas. So he points another detail in general, that ashrams in general are more serious, more expensive than a korban chatas. Why is that? Okay, when a person's punishment in Shemayim is less, so then they're punished more in this world. Because I'd much rather get, right, we don't feel like this, but if you had to ask somebody if they would know what an onesh is like in afterlife, you know, after you die, so like we'd much rather get whatever small thing it is in this world than pay for it there. So sometimes you get paid back in this world, whatever that means, however that works, I don't know how, but we would prefer that in this world. Right, so we go ahead and we actually pay off in this world more, so that it's less in Shemayim after we die, whatever exactly that means. That's how he wants to explain.
And
okay?
Isn't that a little bit of a Christian idea?
What do you mean? Getting paid in Gehenna after you die?
Because my mother's best friend was like a Christian, and she always, that's why I
better to get,
if you're being punished in this world, that's so you won't go to hell.
You ever hear people say it should be a kapara?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that is a Jew.
That's still within this world.
So, right. Like, so that's a Jew. It is a Jewish notion. We don't know exactly how it works.
That's not to be
like
no,
we do believe. Yeah. Right. We do believe that every person after they die, unless they're perfect, in some way has to deal with some level of retribution when they die for whatever they didn't do Jew before. Whatever. So there is some level of that. For every person is different. We don't know how it works exactly. But there is some concept that if a person suffers, in Olam Hazeh, it takes you off the hook for suffering b'olam haba. Yeah, there is such a time. There is such a concept. Sorry. And then we talk a lot about like, thank you Hashem. Hashem loves us. It's true. But we do talk about retribution. Such a thing. Schar v'onesh. We do believe in that. Fine. But the interesting thing is that the Ramban, on the one hand, argues what's the more severe scenario, right? That the asham is more severe. Right, the reason you're in asham is it's intrinsically so much worse for the person. But the nitziv kind of says why is it more expensive? Because really it's not as severe. Right? What's happening to you? Your punishment is really not so bad. Right, you didn't do something as bad, so we say pay more now. But basically, the punishment is you pay more for the korban, and you pay it now, so you have to pay it later. But the point is that it's almost like it's not quite as bad, so you can just pay it off. B'olam hazeh, you don't have to worry about it so much. But the bottom line is what ends up happening is that the Ramban argues that a chatas is not as serious as an asham, and the nitziv argues that the chatas is, like it sounds, much more serious than an asham. And the question is, who's right? Right? How's that work? Okay? So I think the answer is very much what a number of you kind of like started to allude to. Right? If an asham is, well, take a look at source number 7 for a second. Skip, okay. Skip to source number 7. Source number 7 is an article that Rabbi Shalom Rosner, you know, Rabbi Rosner used to live in America in the Five Towns, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He has a community in Beit Shemesh. He's a rabbi in KBY. He's like he's kind of famous and like Daf Yomi famous. Gives a lot of Parsha Shirim. He's like a OU Torah. Like you go to OU, the OU website. Like Rabbi Rosner's everywhere. It's a big, huge. Rabbi Rosner's like a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. Also a really nice person. And he wrote an article when he was in YU, and he was in the Kol Elyon in YU. If you're like Zocha, you like finish Smicha, and you can stay. If you're like super duper, you can stay in the Kol Elyon. I was not Zocha. I got to work. But some people get to stay in the Kol Elyon. So you write, a lot of times you're in the Kol Elyon, you write these beautiful articles about Tchatas and Asham. Okay, these type of things you learn about. So he wrote this very long article about the Korban Asham. But he has one little point in here, which I think is very interesting about this question. And he says the following. Lasim hakol biyachad, he says, to put it all together. Yesh lomar shamachayev hu mashu doma lamase avera. Ava enu mase avera mamish. What's an asham really about? A chatas is about I did something really bad. I ate chametz on Pesach. I ate on Yom Kippur. I was mechallel Shabbos. And asham is, the thing you did wasn't really so bad. Biglal zalu mar chatat shehutzrecha liyacheis rak lamase avera prati. Right? A chatas requires a person to focus on the specific avera they did. L'chapir al achet. I got to do tshuva for that avera. Asham, who mishuchrar likpots ulityaches l'kol ha'gavra. I'm freed, mishuchrar, I'm freed. I don't have to focus so much on the avera, but on the person that I am. Like, what happened here to make this happen? Right? Asham is much more about, like, what's going on with me that this happens, right? Averos chatat dorshot sumat lev gemura. When I did a big... If you ate chametz on Pesach by accident, how'd you feel?
Pretty bad.
You feel really bad.
Right,
it happened.
Like the wrong wine.
Yeah, it happens. Right. Stop, boy. It wasn't chametz. Wrong wine.
Wine,
right, fine. Right. We all think we had chametz. We had like kidneys. You know what I mean? But like, right. If you ate real chametz, you ate real chametz by accident, right? Like, if that would happen, you'd feel really bad. It's like, you'd have a stomachache. It would make you feel like, at least if you did, like, at least the first time, you know, like, you'd feel really bad about it, right? If a person, like, accidentally, it probably happened to you, right? You walk into a room on Shabbos and you flick the light on. And you're like, oh, God, it's just like, it feels bad. Because we've gotten used to that. It's serious, right? So when that happens, I don't need a reminder. It's kind of almost easier to do tshuva when I make that mistake. Because it, like, it feels so horrible, right? However, right? Averus asham po'alo kihizdamniyot lechapera. I'll call Hagavra. Okay, but when I do something that I'm not even sure what I did, so how do I feel about it? I don't know. It's probably a minuk. It's not even real. Most people don't even do that. Like, it's probably fine. There's probably some rabbi who say it's okay.
Hashem doesn't care.
He doesn't really care that I, but come on.
Which
like,
cow?
What's the difference? Which one it is? It's probably a fine hashkacha. It's probably, we start to like, make ourselves feel better, right? We rationalize. It probably would nothing. Yeah, Jess?
Are there specific or instances where you give an asham, or it's just...
There are. There are also specific ones. Yeah, like, I'll give you another example.
Okay.
A betzora brings an asham. Someone did got saras.
Okay.
So, but again, a betzora, we don't know why. It doesn't necessarily mean they spoke Lashon Hara. There's like a list of 5 or 6 or 7. We're gonna get to mitzora soon. Actually, there's a list of all kinds of averus a person could have done that could become a mitzora. So again, it's almost like if I get tzaras, how would I start to think about myself? I'm not really sure what I did, right?
Maybe it's
a mistake.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? But like, I did something. I know that, right? I know I did one of these things. I'm not sure which one it was, right? But I know something's going on here. But I can easily start to like, kind of
rationalize
away because I'm not really sure what it is.
But I think
not so big. Even if I knew it was Lashon Hara, what would I say? Let's say I'm at Saras for speaking Lashon Hara. How would you feel?
Yeah, but for mental
health
reasons, I needed to.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Right, it's okay. The Gemara says that everyone speaks Lashon Hara. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not so. You don't feel so serious. It's not like eating a Yom Kippur.
I know, but I feel like the intention is the opposite. Is that if it's something where it's like you're not exactly sure you didn't, it's murky, that should be like really be firing off the alarm bells for you. Like, how far over whatever line you have and how
right.
you cross that, like, you don't even know what you did.
Right. That's exactly the point. That's the point. The point is that the asham, which is more, right, like, they're both right.
A harsher punishment.
Right. Well, it's like it's more expensive,
uh-huh.
Right? It's more expensive. Is really there, and why is it called an asham instead of called a chatas? There's something. I'm not more guilty. I did something less severe, but there's something going on in me that's making me do that's allowing me to do things without even noticing what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's really the point. It's like I'm starting to drift away. I'm not zoned in. I'm not sure what I'm up to, and I don't even really know. That's much harder. I wanted to find a few this point. I didn't have a chance. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. It talks about the laws of tshuva, of like doing tshuva. Right? You have to ask people forgiveness 3 times, all that type of thing. At one point, the Ramah writes, Safek Avera needs more tshuva than an Avera Vadai.
Mm-hmm.
An Avera that you're not sure that you did, you need to do tshuva for more than one you know for sure you did. Why is Rabbeinu Yonah writes? Because if you're not so sure that you did it, you don't really feel so bad about it, and you're not really going to pay attention to it, right? But if it's something that you know you did, so then it's more obvious, right? You said something nasty to somebody to their face, and you remember, and you feel horrible, so then you can go apologize. But But something like, I don't know, I speak about that person, I remember, I'm not sure, right?
Well,
like
it also doesn't catalyze you to take any action or make any change any habits.
Exactly.
So you don't do it again.
Exactly, exactly. So,
Hashem
so,
more like between man and man than between man and Hashem?
I wouldn't say that per se. I would say Hashem is more like, Chatas is like, I made a big mistake, and I gotta fix this, but like I know I gotta fix it because it's so obvious what I did. As opposed to Hashem, which is like, yeah, like that wasn't, I don't know, like what's happened, but how'd that happen? Right? Am I like doing this all the time? Am I making all these mistakes? Am I like, you know, yeah.
That's a dumb question.
No.
How does someone know that they're supposed to bring?
I come in Hashem, they're not sure. Yeah. So they did something and they're like, I'm not sure if I did X or Y, right? So like Hashem Tala, for example, is like they think they did a certain affair, but they're not positive. As opposed to a Korban Chatas, a person says like, I know that I ate an Yom Kippur. It was a mistake, but I know that I did it. And Hashem Tala is going to be, I'm not sure if I, you know, like fill in the blank. I'm not sure, right? Like I can't remember. Right? So like you're stuck in that kind of like limbo. And that's sort of the point, right? Like ever like get up, you're like, did I bench? Yeah. And it's like, if I don't know if I benched, I'm already in trouble. I'm already in trouble. Did I daven Shemoneh Esrei?
Right.
I think I did. If I don't know if I did, like whether I did or didn't, almost is besides the point. Right? The fact that I don't know is itself the problem.
Or is it Alzheimer's?
Okay. Right. So like, right. So that itself is sort of the point. So take a look at the Ramban, source number 5 and 6. This brings us to the Yosef story, which I think is so actually very cool. Source number 5. Right, so Yosef says, the viceroy says to them, guys, you got to bring your younger brother down to see me. I think you're spies, but you told me you have a younger brother. He's not here. Bring him down to prove that you're telling the truth. Right? And what happens? So he's speaking to them in Egyptian. Right? And there's a translator between them, and they don't realize. And they start talking. They start talking to each other. Aval ashemim anachnu alachinu. We're guilty about our brother, right? Ashirainu tsaras nafsho bischanano elenu. For what? They didn't say because we sold him to be a slave. What did they say? Because he was crying to us. Velo shamanu. We didn't listen to him. Alkein ba elenu atsarazo. So that's why this is happening to us. They didn't say we're guilty because we did something specific. Right, but it's because look what has become of us. What kind of people we were in that moment, right? Look at and Reuven responds. Unfortunately, we find oftentimes Reuven responds like the wrong response a lot of times, right? Vayan Reuven osam lemor halo amarti alechem lemor al techetu bayeled. I told you don't sin by the child. Velo shamatem vegam damo hi neidrash. I said don't do it. Don't do. What did he say not to do? Don't throw him in the pit. Right? Don't kill him. Don't do that specific action. Reuven saying, I told you not to do that thing. Right? But what they're reflecting is their feeling. Look at Ramban. So Ramban says, source number 6, Ashirainu tsaras nafsho bischananu ilenu. Chashvu lehem ha'achzarius. They thought about the cruelty. La'onesh gado Yosef mina mechira. Their cruelty towards Yosef was so much. Was so much more
worse than that.
Yeah, like it was the thing that makes them so much more guilty, right? Was the way they treated him so much more than the thing that they did to him. Yeah, like wow, like so kiaya achihem bisaram, their brother, their flesh and blood, mischanenu misnapel lifnehem v'lo yirachamu. They heard him crying to them and they didn't have mercy on him. V'akasav lo siper zasham. But we never heard that story. Until now, we don't know that happened. We only hear now, at this point, we don't hear like, and he was begging, and they didn't listen. We don't hear about that. We just heard they sold him. Threw him in a pit, and then they sold him. This is the first time we hear this part of the story, that he was crying, and they like so cruelly just like ignored him, right? Whatever the point is, maybe the reason we didn't hear about it before was because it was obvious that was happening, right? But the bottom line is, or the Torah just kind of went through the story quickly before, right? But the point is, that's the Ramban putting on how we didn't hear that until now. But the point is that the ashemim anachnu, right, was about the what's happening to them. What has become of us, right, because of that, right? So, but and look what he says in Pasuk Chavez, v'hinei Reuven amar lahem, Don't sin with him because he's a child. Because of that, he hurt you because he's a kid. Fine. The point is the language is this distinction between he's talking about the action that they did. Don't sell him. And when they talk about what happened to them, what kind of people they are, they say, right? Take a look at source number 7 in the second paragraph. Rabbi Rosner quotes from his Rebbe, Rabbi Rosenzweig, who's Rosh Hashiva in YU. Barini Rabbi Rosenzweig, Hosif Shulai Nitalni wrote, Rayon Ze Gam Bipsukim Bibracious. You see this difference in Chatas and Ashem right here. Ache Yosef Amru Avel Ashemim Anachnu Alachinu. Asherainu Batsaras Navshobis Chanano Elinu, etc. Veruven Ana Halo Amarit Aleim Lemur Altechatu, right? Hachim Hodu Alachzarius. They were reflecting about their cruelty. Achoser Hatachusha Shehim Nagu Imachehim. Right, and he says, see the Ramban there, like we talked about. Right, but Avar Reuven saw Kalehem Avur Hamaisa HaPrati Shalehem. Right, throwing them in the pit. I'll show you one last interesting source that kind of speaks to the same exact piece. When Adam and Chava, and then we'll end something positive, hopefully. But Adam and Chava, when they sin, right? So Hashem comes. This is one of my. I love this chat. So Hashem comes to Adam, and he says to him, he goes to each one of them, he punishes them, and he tells them why. And he says to Adam, Allah Adam Amar, I'm going to punish you. Why? Ki shamata li kol ishtecha. Because you listen to your wife, which usually is, that's not right. The right thing is to listen to your wife. So that was wrong. The reason he's going to be punished is because you listen to your wife. So Or Chaim Kadosh is like, so you ask, look at source number 8. Or Chaim Kadosh says, Tzarech ladas. Why is Hashem, okay, listen to your wife, right? Just say, because you ate from the tree, Eitz Hadas, which I told you not to. Right? Why does he say to him, because you listened to your wife? He says to Chava, because he ate from the tree. So why does he say to him, because you listened to your wife? Oh, lama diktek lomar lakol ishtecha. Why the voice of your wife? Fine. So then he writes, look what he bolded. Achein, lafi mashe perashim, he explained it before more. Ki Adam lo yada be'is ochlo ki eitz adasu.
He didn't know
what he was doing. She gave him a fruit.
So true.
And he didn't even know it was the eitz hadas. Okay, it must be, I guess, like there were multiple, there's different things, like wheat, it was either wheat or it was a grapevine, whatever it wasn't the only one. Right? Maybe there was multiple grapevines, one was the eitz hadas, one wasn't, whatever it is. He didn't know which one it was. Okay, so she hands him a fruit. Came home from work, and she gave him dinner, and he ate the fruit. So what's the problem? So then it's not his fault, right? Right. So, but what's the point? So he writes, "Lo yutzach lomar lo ki achalti min ha'etz ki hu lo acha min ha'etz biyedia." He didn't know what he was doing. Ela b'shogeg. That's why he says to him that you listen to your wife. Perish shekibel divrei ishto velo badak achareha. He didn't ask. You know that this tree you're not supposed to eat from. And this looks kind of like that one. And he says to himself, I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's not a big deal. Right? He didn't ask. Hashem showed him the Eitz Hadas. But for some, right, he just kind of like, whatever, I'm sure it's fine. Right? Because of that, he ended up eating from the tree. Right? So what's the point? It's amazing. He had one mitzvah, Adam, right? What's Hashem upset about? He's not upset that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. He's upset that it didn't matter to him enough to check.
That's what he cares about. Time with that, like,
yeah.
We have to keep talking. Right?
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Yes.
Like, yeah, but we eat at a friend's house, we assume they're giving us food.
Right.
But like, it's on us to check what's being.
I would say.
Who do you use your seichel and look around?
But here too, like his wife gave him an apple. Like, why would?
It was his only mitzvah.
But it's his wife, but she's saying it's the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, they just got married like 5 hours ago.
Right.
A little trust, you know, like you have.
No, it's a good point.
It's very hard to be like.
Right.
You,
That's true. It would be, I mean, if your husband came to you, you'd be like, oh, are you sure? That's
you are,
he would have been dead
you
anyway.
You are correct. You are correct that in the normal, like, family structure, I wouldn't recommend people, like, question their spouse. Like, does that have hashgacha? Like, you mean, like, I assume we trust each other in that way. That is true. But first of all, there's like, this is not your typical relationship. Like, they just met, like, they just were created, right? But I'm just saying, we don't know each other yet. But even besides that, the point, right? The point is that, the way that Or HaChaim is saying is that the point is that, like, if it really matters to you, you'll check. And by the way, it is true, right? Like, it is true. Like, we all get put in these uncomfortable situations sometimes, right? And we have this different situation. How do you balance, like, friendship with Shmir Sa Mitzvot? That's a hard thing to do sometimes. That's a challenge. We do that without insulting people, et cetera. It's like kind of, it's a longer conversation. But there is a certain element of, in the end of the day, like, how do I, you know, to what extent do I show that I care by preparing in advance? Right? That it matters to me enough that I am going to check. Right? That I am going to be more careful. That I am going to make sure this, if this thing really matters to me, whatever the issue is, whatever the halacha is, if it really matters to me a lot, I'll be careful about it. And I'll check it ahead of time. And I'll call in advance. I won't just show up and assume that something has a, I heard that from people eat there. I'm sure it's fine. Right? Like, that's just an example of eating. But so many other areas, right, of our life where we just kind of like, sometimes we just kind of schlep along. It's like kind of normal. We just kind of get used to things. And we assume, and we fall into traps. But I think what's so interesting is it's almost that this idea of the Chatas versus the Yasham is that, at least to a certain extent, what bothers the Kadosh Baruch Hu more sometimes, he knows we're going to make mistakes. We always make mistakes. He made us like that. Someone said that to me, myself out loud, like, you made me like this. You know, like, you know this is hard for me, right? So, like, he knows we're going to mess up. That's fine. We shouldn't mess up, but we do. It's normal. It's going to happen, right? It's the perspective that we take. It's how serious do we take it? How much does it bother us? How much are we interested? How much do we prepare ahead of time? How much do we check things? How much do we, okay, we have to be healthy and normal and balanced. But like to a certain extent, how much does it really matter, right? And the more we show that it matters, so that the more we're gonna make mistakes. Things will slide by. We didn't know. We checked and we thought it was fine. And the end of it wasn't fine. Fine. You mean karma chatas? Fine.
But why did Hashem put this tree with this apple?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's a whole
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Just to support her question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's a good question. Just to support it and not to make it happen. And do the Hashem and the Chata. It's actually really interesting when Hashem says to Adam, "Who told you that you're naked? Did you eat from the tree?" Adam's answer is the Ha'isha
yes.
Asher Natata Imadi. Like he's using your.
He doesn't say I made a mistake.
You gave me her as. Right. Like it's the same logic. That's my
the woman really gets. I should not have brought this up at this year. But.
Sure, like he's saying exactly like the argument.
Right, so he says back in, correct.
That, like, it's a very. Showing that he's not taking responsibility.
Yes, right. Yes. Right. It fits very nicely. Oh, Alana, it's a very. Oh, yeah. Alana, you fit. Ilana, you supported both of us, that. Right? No, you supported both of us because yeah, you're right. That's
right.
Part of the kasha. That's also the answer. Himself. Is right. That he exactly that he's yeah. That he doesn't accept responsibility. Right. That again, same thing. When which Navi is it? Who comes to Shaul? Nasan and Navi? I don't know who it is. I forget. No, Shmuel comes right. To Shaul in this week's Haftorah. We just read it on Shabbos. So Shmuel comes to Shaul. Shaul doesn't kill Agag. And they to get rid of all of Amalek, right? And he doesn't get rid of the animals, right? And he comes to Shaul. He's like, what's your problem? And what does he say? It's the people. They're fetching to me. It's so hard. It's all about them. It's so hard. They're looking out for me, right? If he would have just said, Chatasi LaHashem, that's what David Melech does.
Right.
David Melech made bigger averos right. Than Shaul did, right? But when Nasan Navi comes to him and says, Ata'ish, look what you did. He says, Chatasi LaHashem. My bad. Right. I got it. I'll fix it. Right. And he spends the rest of his life fixing it, right? Right. But at least he like
the characteristics.
At least he owns it, right? He yeah. Owns it. He says, "Okay, you know what? My bad. I got it wrong, right?" And that's a very different. David makes big mistakes, right? But he owns it when he makes. That's like our frustration sometimes with leadership, right? So I'm like, just say I did. I was wrong, right? Just say I was wrong instead of fudging it around, right? Just say I. So I think that's sort of the point, right? It's like it's the willingness to accept responsibility and to say, you know what, I got to do better. And when it's something that's more obvious, it's easier. And something that's less obvious, it takes more time. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. It needs more tshuva to like figure out what's going on here. And it takes a little self-reflection. But, you know, so I think, again, what I like about this is that it gives us a little, you know, at least a little glimpse into what these korbanos, which seem very dry and, you know, not personal, if we're paying attention, right, they really are very personal and really reflect a lot about human nature and the ways that we can, you know, certainly all improve ourselves and, you know, whatever, as we reflect on the ways that we can always do a little better. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.